You're listening to All Things Transformers, Episode 18, recorded Monday, March 30th, 2009. Hello and back to All Things Transformers, and no, this will not be a train wreck like the last one in terms of the audio quality. I am your host, Steve/Megatron, and joining me this week is...
Mike Blanchard from the TFG1 podcast.
Another tired and cold morning.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's really funny. One of the Transformers fans that I follow on Twitter, I had put out a shout-out to, because I'm wanting to make the roundtable episode longer, not really just to have length, but to have more discussion with Transformers fans, because that was my whole point, was I wanted a huge roundtable episode with a whole bunch of different, different people, different opinions, and see what each person thought. Well, I put out a call on Twitter if anyone else wanted to join me to do this, and he said, he would, but he has to get a headset and whatever else, and he said, yeah, I can pretty much do it, whenever, but I'm not doing any 6 a.m. recordings. I was like, yeah, I know, but that's the only time Steve usually has to do them is that early, so that's the only reason why we do them then. Oh, so what's going on with you?
Not much. Been not long enough of a weekend, and I figured out I can watch many more new movies on Netflix, so I've been sitting there doing that half the weekend.
Yeah, yesterday I finally got all my Transformers collection up and in one place, and it's not on my desk anymore. Actually, Super Looney Tunes are sitting here next to me now. But anyway, that's another story. Let's see, was it Friday? Was it Friday or Thursday? Thursday or Friday? I think it was Friday. My chair is about to die on me. So I figured, okay, well, I'll just take the insurance stuff and go up to Staples and they'll just let me exchange it. Oh, no, you gotta call this number, and you gotta do this, and you gotta have them send you a card, so I'm stuck with a fucking almost broken-down fucking chair until,
your gift card comes in?
Yeah, until my Staples cash card comes in. So, yeah, I'm screwed. And this chair is like, oh, God, every which way I lean, it either... makes a noise like it's going to break, or it leans so far over that I'm almost falling out of the fucking thing.
Yeah, that's such a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yep. I've had this is actually my first replacement chair, because the first chair I bought lasted about a year, and I have a 3-year warranty insurance on them, so lasted about a year. This one's lasted about since October, so however the hell long that's been. I don't know. I don't know. And then, Where Is Thy Sting was on this weekend, so that was pretty good. We can talk about that in a few minutes after you get done with the news.
Yeah, which, I saw the,
leaked
copy.
Yeah.
As well as the leaked copy of, Five Servos of Doom.
Yep.
But we'll talk about that in a few minutes. For now, I guess I'll jump right into the news, and, Revenge of the Fallen prequel novel synopsis and chapter excerpt released. You can get that online, from Random House. It's the same guy, Alan Dean Foster, writing the prequel novel as well as the movie novel for Revenge of the Fallen. I believe you can pre-order those now, and they come out in... It says due out, the prequel one anyways, due out April 28th.
That's cool.
I don't know if you read the books, but...
No, I haven't really gotten into the whole prequel thing. I think the only thing prequel that I actually have for the first movie was I went to Walmart when the DVD came out. They were having that 2-pack bonus special that Walmart always has, and it had a bonus DVD, Transformers Beginnings, and it's a digital DVD comic with Peter Cullen's voiceover as far as he narrates it. And it's basically, like I said, it's basically a digital DVD comic. It's like, put the DVD in and you watch a comic book. It's basically like, you know, it's kind of like in Phenomenon when John Travolta realizes he has some sort of kinetic energy power when he doesn't even have to touch the page of the book and it just turns automatically. So, you know, I don't know. I don't really get into the whole prequel stuff. It'd be nice if it ties in between what happened at the end of the first movie and, like, right before, obviously, what's going to happen in the second one. I think that's obviously what the whole prequel thing is about, but I don't know. I haven't seen it, read it, whatever.
Well, I know that it's supposed to reveal some connections to the movie as well as some past events and, like, the acronym for NEST, which is, I think, the new Sector 7, because Sector 7 was ordered to be disbanded in the last movie. So, but yeah, I'll probably pick both these up, and we'll probably write a review after I get them read.
Yeah, I'm just not even really that. I mean, it's great that they're out there. For the fans to, you know, for the fans that, you know, are into the whole comic book end of it or just book end of it as far as having prequel stuff, but I'm just going to wait for the movie and just see what the hell happens.
Well, good plan anyhow. Revenge of the Fallen theater display is now out in local theaters starting to show up. The movie is only about 3 months away, so that's cool to start seeing around.
Yeah, that's usually about right. I actually went to the movies Saturday. I saw 12 rounds, and I don't know how many people are actually going to be listening to this, but I'm sorry. I like what I like. You know, I like simple action-type movies that I really don't care if WWE makes the movie or not. John Cena, in both his movies that he's done, has been, in my own opinion, excellent. And if somebody wants to give me shit about that, fine, go ahead. I don't care. If you don't like my opinion, there's always the ignore button.
And there you have it.
But I was, long story short, I was at the movies Saturday, and what you're saying about the theater thing, it that is about right, because I did see one for Fast and Furious, which comes out this coming Friday. So I didn't actually get a chance to go down each hallway of the theater looking for a Revenge of the Fallen one. I didn't actually even see one in the lobby of the theater I went to, and that's a pretty big theater as far as location. A lot of people go out there, so. But I didn't see one. But, you know, it's about right that they start the advertising campaigns for it now. Well, hell, the trailer's already out. Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah, I've personally seen that at my local theater in the lobby, so...
No, that's good.
And Roberto Orci and Alex Kurtzman not writing Transformers 3. The writing duo said that after this movie, they likely will not be returning to write the third one, citing that they feel that the movie needs a round of fresh blood, and also that their reasoning is they want to move on because the risk of getting stale and comfortable. So...
I say you get Flint Dilley and David Wise together and have them write the third one. But that's just me.
Well, I don't know. Who knows?
Well,
still got another 3 years from
now. No, don't even get me started on that. Turns out the story about the release date, yeah, that was completely wrong. Michael Bay said nothing about 2009? No, this is 2009. Well, what was it supposed to? Oh, 2010. It was supposed to be July of 2010. Now it's more like
no. Paramount said 2011. He said 2012.
Oh, that's what it was. That's what apparently. It was. Yeah. He apparently Michael Bay told Paramount that he'd be interested in doing it, but not until 2012. And Paramount came out beforehand saying it'd be 2011. Well, at this point, and everybody knows I've said this already, I don't even want Michael Bay on the third fucking Transformers movie.
They should just, if they're going to have different writers, they should have a different director as well. Yeah. If they can keep the same quality level.
Oh, yeah. Yep. But, I mean, just, you know, from my opinion, coming from a basic G1, you know, standpoint, there are a lot of episodes in G1 that were written by either Flint Dilley or David Wise that were really good story episodes, like... Granted, the animation on Rebirth sucked, but the story was good, and David Wise wrote that story. He also wrote War Dawn. Flint Dilley wrote a lot of the... I think he wrote the Five Faces of Darkness, five-parter. There's just a whole bunch of great stories that were written for G1, regardless of what the cartoon was. And I think that they would, you know, if either one of them came up with a decent story idea continuing from the second into the third, it'd be a great to, you know, have them on as writers.
Yeah. Up next is Transformers Revenge of the Fallen IMAX tickets to be on sale June 10th. Do you have a local IMAX near your area or no?
We actually have it in the theater I went to, but I don't even do the whole IMAX thing. I don't know why. I just don't. I don't even think I've ever been to it at the theater out where I go to, because the theater I go to is like, driving time is probably 20 minutes away from my apartment, which is fine, but the only IMAX experience I've had is at the local science center, which is downtown, and it was basically like when Everest came out and all that stuff, and you're basically, you know, propped back in a chair looking up at the ceiling. So I don't know how it is in theaters, and I really can't speak for it, but it, I don't know. I'd just rather go see regular movie just to see it.
I've seen one movie in IMAX before, and, it was pretty cool. That was before they had one closer than 2 hours away. Now they've got one that's right in my city.
Yeah.
Built into the latest theater. So I'll probably go see it in IMAX as well as regular theater. Just to see how different it is.
Yeah. That's cool.
Although the whopping $12 price tag is not very... exciting to look forward to.
I only go as high as $8 a person, and that's only because the $8 price tag is for the director's hall, which has leather reclining seats, and you can, you know, if you want to, you can order like meal type of deals, like they'll have a cheeseburger and fries, or you can order nachos and cheese, and it's basically, you know, the ultimate movie thing. But, yeah, that's as high as I go as far as price on movie tickets. And half the time when I go to the movies, I'm going for the movie, not every other friggin' thing. I don't mind going in and paying $6-$8 to go see a movie that I want to go see that I think is really good. But, you know, at the same time, I'm not going to go drop $6-$8 a ticket plus whatever else in snacks and drinks. Because drinks is ridiculous at movies. As far... Well,
yeah.
The price is, but, you know, the whole point of being at a movie is to be able to sit through the entire thing without having to get up and miss a part. You get something to drink, you drink halfway into the movie, and you gotta go to the bathroom. It's just ridiculous. But yeah, no, I ain't paying $12 just for a wider screen and supposedly crisper sound, whatever. And yeah, that's for any movie. It's not just I wouldn't pay that for any movie, not just Transformers 2. So, up next, what do we got?
The role of Transformers Animated Alpha Trion revealed by Derek Wyatt.
When the hell did that happen?
A couple days ago.
He sure as hell didn't Twitter about it as far as I saw, but go ahead.
It shows him sitting at Ultra Magnus's immediate left during the council scene from animated season 3 premiere of Transwarped. Mm-hmm. It says that he's the head of all civilian guilds that make up the non-military portion of the Autobot High Council, basically making him a Vice Magnus.
I'm trying to think. Who did his voice in G1? I can't think of it up the top of my head.
IMDb?
I guess.
I'll have it looked up in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, I'm trying not to run as much stuff this morning. I don't know. I just don't want stuff to crash and all that good jazz. It's probably Corey Burton. Or one of them. It was either Corey Burton or Jack Angel or Michael Bell or... It's one of those people. What?
Nope. It's John Stevenson.
Okay. What else has he done? Because I don't recognize that name.
He's been in Johnny Bravo, What's New Scooby-Doo, Duck Dodgers, Flintstones, Wacky Races.
Okay. I mean, if they can... A
couple other shows. Darkwing Duck.
It just depends on what character depth they're going to give him in animated. It depends on where they're going to... what kind of character he's going to be as far as the interaction with the other characters. It just depends on how they're going to define that to me. I mean, obviously I would want the original voice actor because, I mean, look at this, you know, these first 5 episodes. They've gotten original voice actors back for almost every one for, like, the key G1-esque figures. Blur, John Machida Jr., he was Blur in the original. Shockwave, Corey Burton, he played Shockwave in the original G1 thing. So I like what they're doing in that aspect, but I don't know. But it's nice to see his role defined. I don't know if we'll get a Alpha Trion specific episode, though.
I personally doubt it.
Well, since I've started following Mr. Wyatt on Twitter, there have been a lot of things that he has said. I ask him questions every now and then, but I don't want to be one of those types of people that asks him a question every 10 minutes about stuff that I know he can't say anything about. Which is, I mean, I respect that. I mean, I know what it's like to have a job that you have confidentiality clauses in. So, what did I ask him the other day? Oh, I asked him something about 5 servos or... I don't know, something about... I had said something about the leaked episodes or something, and he replied to me, oh, just wait until Predacons Rising or something. So maybe that was... I don't know if he was just jerking my chain or anything, or maybe it's something that's coming up. He said... I think he said something to the effect that after 5 servos, there's going to be a two-parter. That... maybe called Predacons Rising or something. I don't know. I think I made a comment to him about how I liked how it's looking so far this season or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, what's next?
Next is the three more new Transformer animated episodes titles are released. The episode Predacon Rising has a new air date of 4/11/09. And the other new episodes are Human Error Part 1, airing the 18th of April.
Okay.
Human Error Part 2, the 25th of April. And Decepticon Air is May 2nd.
So we're not getting one. Oh, wait. No, 5 servos this week. Okay. See, that's the problem with the leaked episodes. It does. It's almost like we're behind a week now. Even though we're not, like, earlier in the week, it felt like we were behind, either behind or ahead an episode, because if you watch the leaked ones, obviously you'd be ahead. But it just feels like, oh, wait, that was this past week? Whoops.
Yeah, it appears that they're going to have, I don't know. It almost looks like they're going to have reruns through part of it, but... Oh, no, these are, like, weekday showings. But, yeah, that's cool to see that they're going to have another two-parter, as well as the, I'm curious about Predacon Rising. I'm pretty sure Black Arachne will show back up, and this will probably be where Wasp gets his Waspinator.
Yeah, that was the only thing, and we'll get into this a little bit later in the animated discussion. That was the only thing that I really was hoping to see in Where Is Thy Sting was some sort of, even if it was just a regular alt mode, like a car alt mode or something for actual Wasp, not Bumblebee in Wasp's body or whatever. But we'll get into that in a little bit.
Yep. And obviously, Where Is Thy Sting and 5 Servos of Doom are leaked early, and both of them are on YouTube at the moment, and I will have the first 3 episodes of Animated up on the site.
Well, you already have the movie version of Transwarped, and then I sent you 3's a Crowd, boo, and then Where Is Thy Sting? Yay!
So it looks like Transwarped is the first 3 episodes, 3's a Crowd, Where Is Thy Sting?
And then 5 Servos, so we've got 6 episodes so far.
Then it's Predacon Rising, Human Error Part 1 and 2, Decepticon Air, and then there's probably going to be either another episode in between, and then, or 2 episodes in between, and then a 2-parter, or a 1 episode and a 3-parter.
Yeah, I just... The only thing I'm really looking forward to now, obviously, is the outplay of what's going to happen to Shockwave. And I asked Derek Wyatt about this as well on Twitter. I said, is there any way that we're going to see Rodimus in some sort of vehicle form? And he said, yeah, but it's probably just going to be a drive-by. And I replied back to him. I said, drive-by with Transform, please? He didn't say any. He didn't reply back. But I'm just really kind of curious what kind of alt mode that they would give Rodimus in this series.
Yeah, I'm curious what they're going to do, considering he got basically destroyed by the Cosmic Rust.
Well, I can kind of... I wouldn't say he was destroyed, because Cosmic Rust, as far as I remember from, and I mean this is going back to G1 and yeah, whatever, I know they're 2 different shows, but Cosmic Rust didn't last that long. I mean it did, but like when it first happened to Megatron in G1, the only thing that fell off of him was his hand. and then they cured. I mean, it didn't. It wasn't on him long enough to take full effect to where he would be destroyed. Now, granted, Rodimus got engulfed into a whole vial of the stuff, but I mean, Derek Wyatt said he's not dead. I mean, he was destroyed, so.
Well, that's cool to hear. Yep. Here's a little bit of a little preview that I found on animated, like a one-sentence synopsis type thing. Predacon Rising, Black Arachnia turns Wasp into Waspinator. Human Error Part 1, Soundwave returns. Human Error Part 2, Soundwave traps the Autobots in a computer simulation.
Yes, what else? Is that it?
And that's all I could find.
Alright, so is that, that's all the news? I guess we can get into the Where is Thy Sting discussion. Now, I saw this leaked first. I watched the leaked episode, watched it on YouTube, and one thing I don't like about YouTube is they break it down into 10 minutes or less clips. Which is fine. I understand that YouTube has to go by that format, whatever. I just don't like it like that. I enjoyed it much more watching it on Saturday. I thought it was really well done. There are a few key animation just doesn't make sense type of things as far as with the twins transformation and all that stuff. But one of the things I'm glad they did was bring back the original Waspinator voice actor to play the voice for Wasp.
Who was... They actually brought back sounded the original
like
actor?
It. I mean, it sounded... Are you sure?
I don't think so. I'm almost positive it's not the same one.
Damn it. Well, let me search for it. You can continue. What did you think of Where is Thy Sting?
I thought it was a pretty good episode overall. It could have been, a little bit longer or explained how the freaking hell or where, you know, where he went or how the hell he got there and what happened to his voice.
Yeah, I think that was the whole thing with him doing the ripping his face off, his helmet off or whatever else. Something... I don't know, maybe we'll get that in future episodes, because obviously Wasp, I don't think Wasp has done it. Well, as you said, Waspinator comes back, so, or gets turned into whatever. Overall, I thought it was really good. I think there's only one episode so far that I don't like this season, and that was Three's a Crowd. I did not like that one whatsoever.
I found the voice actor for Wasp as well as Jetfire. Tom Kenny.
Huh. Okay. That's cool.
Because Scott McNeil did the original.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Huh. Well, they sound almost the same, though. At least they do to me. Of course, it's been a while since I've seen Waspinators in Beast Wars, but
I like the Beast Wars one better.
Well, yeah, obviously, but you know, I mean, for this, for animated, for what it was, I did like the way that they did do it. At least it sounds somewhat like Wasp did in Beast Wars, but it's not exactly the same, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the whole twins thing, not into that. I actually saw before I knew about the Jetfire and Jetstorm, whatever else, I kept seeing the toy commercial and I'm like, why would you only have two Transformers figures that combine. Most combiners are 5 or more, or 4 or more, whatever. But, you know, whatever. I guess, you know, hopefully they won't make more appearances after. Well, actually, they do. They appear in 5 Servos for a little while. I so can't wait to see if Sentinel and Optimus get it on, because I want Optimus to cut his fucking chin off with his axe. So
that would be awesome to have a duke it out battle between the two.
I'm so sick of Sentinel Prime. I'm just...
Well, you can see that their battle continues in the next episode after that 5 Servos.
Yep. 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 But overall, see, originally I thought Where Is Thy Sting was supposed to be last week's episode, whereas I thought Three Is a Crowd was supposed to be this past week's. So, I don't know. Maybe I read it wrong, maybe I looked at the wrong thing, but, I mean, kind of glad that they're still continuing the storyline as far as from what happened in Transwarp till now, which is good.
Yeah.
Yep. That's really all I have. I really don't have anything else. Let's see. TFG1 episodes 11 and 12 have been recorded. I actually posted something on Twitter last night, or a few hours ago, whatever. I don't know. Time just kind of runs together. I was thinking about doing this, but I'm probably not. I'm probably just going to stick to the schedule. I just put a general question out to some of the listeners that are on there. Would they want a double episode day? And one of them said, no, just make us wait for it. And then another one said, oh, yeah. I want you to put out 2 this week, and then 3 the next week, and 4 the next... And I replied to him, I said, greedy much? And I think we're just going to stick to the once-a-week schedule. The only reason why I even posed the question is because I'm so excited about the new format, and I think I've really gotten it down to a science. I think I only yawned once throughout the entire... both of the episodes. I don't know. I can't remember that far back, but... Yep. I'm really liking that new format.
Well, I haven't edited any yet, so I haven't gotten to hear it, but should be interesting to listen to.
Yep. Yeah. I think I had to re-record it the first time when I did it, but I was having problems at first because I went to grab the season 2 booklet to read the little blurb, and I don't think it picked up on the mic, but I was having to fiddle with the pages to try to find the right page, and I had to stop it and re-record it. But I think what I did so far has gotten for episode 11 and 12, it's pretty good. And now I've been going through episode 13 and rewriting that, just taking the same notes and putting that back together. So, yeah, I think that's all I got.
Well, and as for PredaconEmpire.com, just mostly been adding more downloads, more comic downloads, more video downloads. Pretty much just trying to keep up with some new content just to keep stuff going. Really don't have a whole hell of a lot of news. Forums still pretty slow. I sent in a ad to the This Week in Geek podcast, so hopefully that gets us a little bit more exposure, which would be nice to get some content or like some feedback on the episodes, as well as like emails or comments on the forums.
We have very little listener discussion. Very little. I mean, it is so, the forums, and I've said this before, it's basically our IM. It's basically what it is, because it's just the two of us commenting back and forth on stuff half the time. I mean, I see Rampage on there every now and then. I see Airmaster and Starscream, and just it's not going as well as we thought it would.
Yeah, well, it is my first podcast
solo
that I've done.
Well, sort of solo.
Yeah, that I launched solo anyway, without another site. So, at least your TFG one is doing.
Yeah, and
very
it doesn't
well
even have a site yet.
No. Well, I do plan to add on when I update a new section for the podcast.
Yeah, no, I know. I've got it advertised everywhere. I've got threads, which I haven't updated the thread on TF Wire lately, but I've got threads at TF Wire. I joined up on TFW. I've got a thread over there for it. Obviously, our site, and then I've got thread over at Earth 2 that I update regularly, usually just weekly.
Plus your
ads on Twig, and which I don't know how often they actually play those. I've only heard it once.
He plays them pretty often in the
episodes. I've only heard it once. I heard it in that Resident Evil episode. I didn't hear it in the other one. But
I've heard it in a couple. But I sit there and listen to these podcasts all day at work, so.
Slacker.
I mean, I'm doing my job. I just have my headphones on, so. Gives me something entertaining to think about.
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Actually, it's really funny. If you think about it, I'm almost done with G1. I mean, just because I've watched it ahead of time, if you look at the episodes, I mean, I'm already 10 episodes in. There's only going to be 25 episodes of the podcast. And the 25th episode will be a movie roundtable, and we probably will not do that until the DVD of the second movie comes out, because I want to look at features and everything else, so that probably won't be. The 25th episode, most likely, of TFG1, which will be the movie roundtables discussing both movies, won't be probably until December or January of next year. But as far as the actual G1 series coming to an end, that'll be episode 24. So.
And then hopefully by then, you're able to get a hold of some Beast Wars DVDs.
Yes.
Either that, or I can figure out some way of ripping them and sending them to you.
I don't know. Yeah, I've been searching with no luck. Either they have, and like I said, I don't want to buy season 2 and 3 before I buy season 1. I either want to buy them all together, or I want to buy them all at one, or all separately, but I want to buy them season 1, season 2, season 3. I don't want to have to buy season 2 first or season 3 first, because when I buy it, obviously I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to start writing thoughts on it and stuff. So, yeah, I'd much rather start from the beginning than start in the middle.
Well, I guess that makes sense. Although the later seasons, I mean, some of season 1's good, half of it's good, and then the rest of it's like, what the fuck? But season 2's pretty good, and then season 3 is really good. And then, unfortunately, it goes
Shut
into
up.
Beast Machines, which isn't all that bad. Beast Machines is good. I'm not saying that it isn't, because I do like
it
that
could
series
be,
too.
It could have been worse.
Just for the... it could have been Rid, Armada, Energon, or Cybertron. But I wasn't a big fan of the animation in there, but I'm not going to get into that here. I'll wait until after we get into that podcast. But that'll probably start. Probably, I'm guessing either at the very end of the year or next year.
Probably, just depending. I mean, I'm constantly everywhere I go. I try to look for the DVDs, and I've reduced myself to even going to some of the used stores and just seeing if they even have it, which they don't. But you know, I've called a couple of places to see if they can order them, and they can only order the second and third season plus Beast Machines, and so yeah, that first season is becoming really hard to find. I can't even. Last time I looked on Amazon, it wasn't. It was temporarily out of stock, so.
Yeah, and I just picked that sucker up, like, very end of last year. So, if anybody has any suggestions on where to find all three seasons, please contact Mike at tfg1podcast@gmail.com.
Or if anyone just wants to buy them for me and just give them to me, you can always do that.
That works,
free
too.
Free stuff is always welcome. Lord. Okay.
But I guess that's it on the Transformers end of it. M-Wire should start
in
July
11th is my target, is the target date right now. I think we're going to... You said you wanted to start with the 80s movies, so I think we're going to start with Back to the Future. I've already written some stuff up for that. I've actually got all the audio for it. And then... We may just move into Marvel. I don't know yet. I know how I want to do it as far as having, you know, a 2-month spotlight reviewing all the Marvel movies, but I don't know when I want to start it or whatever. I haven't figured that out yet. Do a few 80s movies first and go from there.
Well, we'll probably start off July with 80s and then kind of go from there. Well, it's actually cool because I've been watching Back to the Future on my Netflix. Last few days, so
You should really
getting a little refreshed.
You should really try to find that complete trilogy that I have. It was only, I think it was $40 when I bought it, so it's probably, you can probably find a good copy fairly cheap somewhere, because they put it out on Blu-ray about a month ago, Back to the Future, actually all three films, and they re-released 2-disc editions of it. Well, I've seen these at Target. There's only like 2 new features on the first movie's DVD, and the rest of it is just everything that's in the one I already have. So I'm not going to go out and double buy them just to get 2 new bonus features.
No.
They basically broke down the 2005 release of the complete trilogy into all three movies. So... Yep.
But yeah, you'll probably hear more ads on the TFG one as well as here on the M-Wire in the future, further promoting it. But I guess for this episode, this is about it before we start rambling on to random things.
Which we're usually very good at.
Yes.
I recently found TweetDeck, which is, I thought it was a mobile app, and it's not. It's a PC app for Twitter, and it is fucking great. I love it. It is instantaneously, if you have it open, whoever's tweeting on Twitter or whatever mobile device they use, it instantly shows up on TweetDeck. You don't have to refresh, it automatically shows up. It's great. It's awesome. And on that line, you can follow us on Twitter. I am TFG1Podcast, and Steve is SCP21.
Yes, and you can contact us on the PredaconEmpire.com forums and leave us feedback on the episodes or in our host blogs or whatever. And at the same time, you can contact Mike at tfg1podcast@gmail.com, and you can contact myself at podcast@predaconempire.com.
Yep. So are we done?
Yes. So this is Steve/Megatron signing off this week, and hope you have a great Transformers week, and be sure to post in the forums.
Yeah, and this is Mike Blanchard from TFG1. See you folks later. Bye.